Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Hello, friends, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast. If I were to say to you or ask you, what would you think is the end result of a sermon preached by the Apostle Paul? A Jew of Jews who knows the word, and he's preaching to a group of Jews, you would probably think that if anybody were going to be successful, it would be Paul. But remember, Paul was specifically an apostle to the Gentiles, but he doesn't abandon his Jewish brothers. He tries to win them at every turn. But you might be like me and think that, well, he would get 100%. Why wouldn't he? He's the Apostle Paul. I mean, shouldn't he pretty much be the best at this? You know, the best possible minister of the gospel. When Paul ministers in Acts 28:23, testified concerning the kingdom of God, persuaded them concerning Jesus from the law of Moses and the prophets from morning till night. Here's what happens, verse 24. Some were persuaded by the things which were spoken, and some disbelieved. And so when they did not agree among themselves, they departed after Paul had said one word. Now, we're going to look at the one word in a moment, but I want you to notice, it appears to me to be 50-50. You know, some believe, some don't believe. So even with a minister of the caliber of the Apostle Paul, and you got to think his caliber is off the charts, he knows what he's talking about. Even with him, you don't get 100%. Who do we think we are? You know, I mean, I know we've said before, well, Jesus didn't have 100% followers, so what do we think we're going to get? But even then, we would kind of think, well, you know, Judas was going to do what he was going to do. But Paul may not get half. And, you know, I don't know if you were to just take a ragtag mix of religion, put them in a room and try to introduce them to relationship, I'm not sure we could get half. I'm not confident in my ability. I know. If you took, say you took 100 people who were very steeped in religion and you put them in a room and my job was to try to convince them of relationship, I'm not sure how well I would do. I really don't know. I think... that I could win a few, but I don't believe in my ability to win over half. I know how religion is. It's pretty hardcore. And when you're in it and you're steeped in it, some form of denominationalism or religious performance, it's difficult. It takes the real power of God to persuade. And Paul wins some and he loses some. I don't say it so that we'll look down on Paul. I say it, I guess, so that we'll realize maybe we shouldn't be so hard on ourselves. We're not going to win them all. We do win some, but we don't win them all. And that's just the nature of this thing. You know, it is, as they say, it is what it is. But the reality is that we do what we do because we love to see people brought into freedom. We're not going to win them all. They didn't agree. They depart after Paul said one word, and it's this: the Holy Spirit spoke rightly through Isaiah the prophet to our fathers, saying, and before we read it, I want to give you the source text, Isaiah chapter 6, verses 9, what we would call Isaiah chapter 6, verses 9 and 10. Go to this people and say, hearing you will hear, seeing and shall not understand, seeing you will see and not perceive. For the hearts of this people have grown dull, their ears are hard of hearing, their eyes they've closed, lest they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears, lest they should understand with their hearts and turn so that I should heal them. And a lot of what you're dealing with in Acts 28, 26, and 27, you're going to deal with again in Romans 11 when Paul talks about Israel. And of course, we'll get there in the book of Romans. We'll see you tomorrow. God bless.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.